Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show
with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp.
Are you
still
there?
Information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, I'm Dr. Daniel Hobb. The Voice of Destiny Show is a kingdom-centric conversational show that's designed for you, our listener, to empower you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:9 that we are a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very special possession, that we may declare the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. This makes you and I very unique and special in the earth. We are God's chosen people. And today, I want to talk to you about the power of being the royal priest God's given us to be here on the planet, and what that responsibility is, what the implications that is for every one of us that have come to know the name of the Lord. In Scripture, there are three priesthoods that the Bible addresses, that calls out and honors, and that's the Levitical priesthood. And then we understand there was a priesthood in which Jesus said his order was from, which was the priesthood of Melchizedek. And, of course, we have the new creation priesthood, which 1 Peter 2:9 talks to us about. But when we talk about this priesthood, for many of us, especially of us that live in the Western world, especially those that live in America, it seems very odd and strange to us because of the fact that we didn't grow up in a kingdom. We grew up in a republic or a democracy where it was the majority rule. But inside the kingdom, it is the king that's been deposited and invested in the land by the deity of the land. And this is what we declare. This is why we declare that Jesus is Lord over America. Jesus is Lord over Colorado. Jesus is Lord over Washington, D.C. We're claiming his deity. We're claiming his lordship over the land, and we're honoring that by simply operating in these principles. And this, of course, is a test show to make sure all the technical pieces are working. Thank you for joining us today. And again, tune in on our next scheduled show, Voice of Destiny broadcast, and for those of you who are listening on Blog Radio, The Daniel Hopp Show, so that you may be inspired to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. God bless.